Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Embattled FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to a 25-year prison term and has since expressed remorse for his actions, telling ABC News he didn't realize his multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme was illegal and is haunted daily by his choices. Bankman-Fried, who is 57 years old, could be released earlier for good behavior, despite prosecutors originally seeking a 40-50-year sentence. Convicted of charges including fraud, conspiracy, and perjury, the former CEO misused over $8 billion of customer funds and $2 billion from investors and lenders. Amidst the turmoil, there is a glimmer of hope for FTX customers, as the company's recent sale of its stake in Anthropic, an AI firm, could funnel proceeds to those defrauded during Bankman-Fried's tenure, pending approval of the deal.
Meta is expanding its infrastructure into Chennai with its first Indian data center, located within the Reliance Industries campus. This move to store and process user data domestically comes as Meta looks to enhance user experiences with quicker content delivery and data processing within its largest market. The Chennai facility, a 10-acre estate capable of supporting a significant 100-megawatt load, represents Meta's commitment to adapting to India's digital demands and regulatory landscape. The decision aligns with India's growing importance to Meta, where the user base surpasses the US and advertising revenue continues to climb. With nearly 850 million smartphone users in the country, local data processing is a strategic play for Meta to strengthen service quality and deepen market presence. This development reflects the ongoing trend of tech giants like Google, which recently pursued its own data center in Navi Mumbai, investing heavily in India's rapidly expanding digital ecosystem. The focus on India highlights the importance of regional data handling capabilities in an increasingly competitive technological landscape. UK-based machine learning company Insig AI has reported a lower-than-expected total revenue for the full financial year 2024, with figures coming in around £1.3 million, which is shy of the previously forecasted £1.4 million. The shortfall is partly due to two significant contracts collectively worth £1 million not closing before the year's end. These are reportedly at an advanced stage but remain uncertain. To counteract its capital deficiency and delayed product commercialization, Insig AI is contemplating an equity funding proposal from its executive chairman, Richard Bernstein. Bernstein has offered a £250,000 funding facility in exchange for the option to buy new company shares at a 17.6% premium. He expressed confidence in the company's machine learning corporate reporting database, which has garnered interest from two of the big four accounting firms currently trialing Insig AI's technology. Bernstein has stated his readiness to provide the necessary equity funding to allow the company additional time to convert current prospects into sales. Despite lowered revenue, Insig AI remains focused on advancing its machine learning solutions in the corporate sector.
OpenAI has restructured its governance, leading to CEO Sam Altman stepping down from owning its venture capital fund, a move detailed in a recent SEC filing. This change follows criticism of Altman's role in the OpenAI startup fund, which he both established and made investment decisions for, despite not holding a financial stake, according to the company. Ian Hathaway, who has been involved with the fund since 2021, has replaced Altman, overseeing investments in AI-focused startups like Ambience Healthcare and Speak. OpenAI's fund, not directly invested by OpenAI, but supported by partners such as Microsoft, has a gross net asset value reported at $325 million. The fund has backed firms including Descript, now valued at $553 million, focusing on AI-driven solutions in education, healthcare, and other sectors. The legal landscape for OpenAI is also turbulent, with co-founder Elon Musk suing the company and Altman, alleging they have deviated from their initial philanthropic objectives. Musk's suit accuses OpenAI of betraying its foundational values through its $13 billion partnership with Microsoft and claims regarding AI product confidentiality. Concerns about the dangers of artificial intelligence, particularly in relation to fake news, are driving schools and lawmakers to emphasize media literacy education. Educators see media literacy as crucial not just for understanding the political landscape ahead of the 2024 presidential election, but also for addressing online issues like cyberbullying and online radicalization that can affect children's lives. To date, at least 18 states have enacted laws requiring media literacy in the classroom, while at the federal level, a bipartisan bill named the AI Literacy Act aims to incorporate AI literacy into existing programs. Delaware and New Jersey have been leaders in media literacy requirements, with New Jersey focusing on students' awareness of content creation and the monetization of information. In Texas, media literacy instruction must be included, albeit with an emphasis on digital communication, while Illinois has mandated media literacy instruction for high school students, some in Congress, including reps. Lisa Blunt Rochester and Larry Buckshon are striving to implement national guidelines through the proposed AI Literacy Act. This bill would also help foster AI literacy as part of the nation's competitive edge in technology and education.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.